Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Vicky?
Yeah. Hi,
Hey,
Julian. How are you?
good. How are you? Do you have a good
Good.
weekend?
I did. I'm telling you, every one of us, but my daughter has had birthdays this September. So for the last three weekends, we've celebrated birthdays. And my husband turned 60 on Wednesday, and so we had a surprise party for him at our house yesterday with all of his friends. And whew, I'm tired.
Oh, that's awesome. You're ready for another weekend.
Oh gosh.
To recover from that weekend.
Yeah, I've had my grandbabies and I told mom, I said I went to sleep at 7:30 last night and I woke up at 6:15.
Oh
and
my
normally
gosh.
I'm up at 5:30 and I'm up and going, you know, but whew, I
That's
couldn't make it
awesome.
going this morning.
Yeah, you need that every once in a while.
I do.
Yeah, so.
Well, what's going on?
Yeah, anyway, just looking at your file here. So for working capital, there's some risk of you becoming over-leveraged. So we do want to help you, but it's going to be more along the lines of the merchant program, if we can right now.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Okay, cool. Are you able
where
to give
it
me
comes
those...
out of that?
Exactly, where it just comes out of your sales.
Right.
Are you able to get those merchant statements? Because we do need to look at those in order to see what options
okay.
we have.
I'm going to have to call that merchant number because I finally heard, I don't know if I told you that on Friday, I finally heard on from that GRP funding.
Oh, cool.
Did I tell you that?
No, I don't think so.
My balance then was $22,500. And he said I was 50% paid down. But I found that odd because in August I was 40% paid down, 47%. And I owe $23,000. I didn't think that sounded right. Like I owe less.
Yeah.
So,
it takes a percentage of your deposits, right?
What did you say?
It takes like a percentage of your deposits, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Did you have a lot of deposits that month?
More than I did this summer because I told you this summer was slow.
Yeah.
And they take 25% out is what they've taken. And but I finally asked him how I can get my statements because for some reason I stopped getting them in November, I believe it was. He said I have to call the credit card company to get them. So I'm fixing to call that number on the side of this credit card machine. Bank card. Let me see what this is. And I think I have to get on My Biz Perks or something like that.
Okay.
It's Bank Card Services, BANKCARD. So I will call, I guess, the customer service and see if I can get them. Will I ask them to email them to me?
Yeah, just have them email them to you like in a file and then you can forward it directly to me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And do that. Do you think that sounds good for me to be able to get taken care of this week?
Yeah, I definitely want to try. I can't guarantee anything. Like I said, the feedback that I'm getting is there's just some risk of you becoming over-leveraged right now.
Yeah.
I think worst case scenario, we can revisit this in like a month or two when you have your other loan, when you have your other loan paid down a little more. It'll make it a lot easier to qualify you. And it won't be like a terrible program with super high interest rates because of the high risk factors.
Yeah.
We'll be able to get you on like actually a decent program. But yeah, if you want to send me the merchant statements, I can see what other options we have. Worst case scenario, we'll revisit your file in a month and a half or 2 months or so.
Okay. Well, do you think that the balance is too high?
Yes, exactly. The balance compared to your
compared to your
revenue. Yeah, the balance compared to your revenue, like your debt to income ratio, that sort of thing. It's just a little too high. There's just some risk of you becoming over leveraged, which I think personally, I think you'd be able to handle just fine. But they kind of just look at the numbers and they have to stick with their risk assessment and all that stuff. So it's kind of like
I
a.
I feel like if I could for now, because this is starting to be my busy season, probably in the next 3 weeks. I feel like that, if I could just get some extra of anything right now, it would get me going, and then I could get that other one paid off. I didn't even know if I could do that. You know, I told you I've got this other checking account that I make my payroll out of. And, you know, I could do so much a day in that checking if I could even, if it would work out where I could even get a small loan, like $5,000 or so, you know.
Okay, I'll bring that up. So even something little will help you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Really and truly, I would love it to be about $7,000, but I don't know if y'all could do that or not. But that would help me tremendously just to get going. You know,
exactly, and then try to get you more funds. Yeah, I know.
And
I also
pay
like
another one down, see, and then pay y'all in that other way out of that little checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if you could tell me how much daily or weekly, I could have that in there because I love that little account. That's not a stressful account, you know.
Right.
And it's just I have to pay some bills, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I can get going again to get my stuff in and start decorating. So, but I'll work on this, and you talk to him possibly about that, and then we'll talk again today. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good, Vicky. Okay. Feel free to give me a call later this afternoon or
okay.
whenever it's convenient.
Thank
for
you.
My pleasure. I'm fighting for you. I know it's kind of a catch-22 situation where you need a little more money to make more money. You know what I mean?
And just like my niece was saying, you know, you've always paid all of these merchant fundings. You've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always feel good because you would get your top first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just helps me for that little slow period. It's just that the summer was extremely slow.
Right, and it's you didn't expect it to be slow.
No, and I wasn't prepared for that. So
you kind of forecast and budget accordingly, and you don't hit those you don't hit those forecasts and numbers, and it screws you up. I know.
Yeah, just get a little help, like it breathes better, you know, for just a little bit. Then I know everything's fine again. It always is every year, you know. So anyway, but I'm gonna call this customer service, and I will get back with you. Okay.
Okay, sounds good, Vicky. Thanks for your time.
Thank
we'll talk soon. My pleasure.
Okay.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye bye.